For the first time in almost a year, the University of Tennessee Symphony Orchestra will be performing once again for their Black History Month celebration. And I sat down with the director and conductor of the UTSO, none other than James Fallenbaum himself, to talk about this program. James Fallenbaum, director of the orchestras, thank you so much for taking the time to come into the studio and talk to us today.
It's my pleasure. It's great to be back in the studio after a year. I think the last time I was in here was a year ago when we were getting ready for our Beethoven's Ninth Symphony concert, which that's just this whole last year has just been surreal and tragic and
So many things.
A plethora of adjectives, yes.
So the UTSO, as you just mentioned, will be performing again virtually for the first time in almost a year. We're still in the middle of a pandemic. What has the process been like for you to make this concert become a reality?
Well, getting to this point has certainly been an adventure. And if I were to go back even a year to when the pandemic first took hold of our society, and we basically had to cease any kind of large ensemble rehearsals, that kind of thing. We just couldn't gather as a group. Then we got into the fall semester, and we can only have a certain amount of people that can rehearse in a room at a time, that kind of thing. You were part of that last semester where we had a certain amount of string players. Only half of them could rehearse on one day. The other half had to go another day, that kind of thing. Just getting traction for like learning pieces, learning repertoire, that was a totally new experience, just trying to figure out how are we going to make that happen. So I'm only mentioning that because, of course, as performers, we want to work towards performing for the public. That's what we do. We like to express ourselves through music. And doing that last semester almost happened a couple of times, but it couldn't because we just either weren't able to rehearse enough or we got to a certain point where we were making some headway, but then all of a sudden maybe five or six people had to quarantine. And you might remember there was one rehearsal where we were reduced in our violin section down to two people one day. That was crazy. So, you know, you couldn't make any headway. So all of that is just to say getting to this point has been a long time coming. And when we got to the end of last semester, I firmly said to myself, I want to make this concert happen because this concert is a concert I've been wanting to do for a really long time. The thought of the concert and the program came to me actually when I was driving home from a Beethoven's Ninth Symphony dress rehearsal last year. Just in about 2 minutes, the entire program just flooded to my brain and I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And the original idea I had to be modified because it involved a lot of full orchestra pieces. And that's one thing that everyone will be seeing this Friday is that it's a string orchestra only. There's only so large of an ensemble that we can put in any rehearsal room or concert hall nowadays. People will be seeing these. The KSO is doing online and streaming concerts where there's a reduced orchestra. That's just how it is nowadays with COVID. So the original idea that I had was more full orchestra, but still the intent and the desire that I had to celebrate Black history still resonated with a lot of different composers that have been close to my heart for a long time. So I chose six composers, six works from six African-American composers, and we've been working on those, the strings and I, ever since the end of November, then when we started back this semester, and we've been working on them with the intent to perform, and luckily things have really worked out. There have not been a lot of absences or anybody needing to quarantine. I think we've got a better handle on how we get about through the pandemic, and so we made good progress and good rehearsing, and Then last week, we took 2 days where we had a decently lengthy recording session in Cox Auditorium in our Alumni Memorial Building. And when I say decently lengthy, I just made sure that we were there for a certain amount of time in that large of a space where we could get a lot of work done but not risk people being in a certain space for too long. Mm. So that's what we've been working towards. And it has been much different than any of us have ever imagined.
You mentioned that this concert will be for Black History Month. What can virtual audiences expect? What kind of pieces are in store for us?
There are a couple of pieces that have been favorites of mine for years now, and several that have been new discoveries for me. The program begins with Jessie Montgomery. She's a living composer. She's a hot commodity right now. A lot of orchestras are playing her music, and we're doing a piece of hers called Starburst. It's a wonderful piece that elicits the idea of stars exploding within a galaxy, and there's all sorts of different colors and activity, and that's what you hear in that piece, a lot of different colors, activity, a lot of technique. There's a piece by Florence Price called Adoration. It's a beautiful, short work, very choral-like. And Florence Price is a brilliant composer who, along with a lot of African-American composers, have just not gotten the recognition that they should simply because of the color of their skin, or especially back in the 30s, 40s, because she was a woman. So that particular piece is a beautiful work that has been arranged for strings as well. The new discovery for me, which I love, is a piece by Adolphus Hailstork called Church Street Serenade. And Adolphus Hailstork is also a living composer. He's recently retired from Old Dominion University. And this Church Street Serenade is just a beautiful, beautiful work that is not done quite as much. And I'm thrilled to include that work on the program. Then we get to William Grant Still, probably the most revered and renowned African-American composer, one of the great composers of the 20th century, honestly. And we're doing a string work of his called Danzas de Panama, and it's a four-movement work where he found Panamanian tunes that were collected by this composer and violinist, Elizabeth Waldo, in the 1920s. And they're wonderful Panamanian, Latin American kind of feel tunes. Then we get to probably one of the most popular pieces by an African-American composer currently, and that's Lyric for Strings by George Walker. And this has been one of my favorite pieces for years and years and years. It's gorgeous. I put it on the same par with Barber's Adagio for Strings. It's a piece of immense beauty and deeply moving passages. And in programming this piece, I wanted it to be a tribute to those who have suffered from or lost their lives through the brutality of racism, injustice. This has been something that has been on the front of our consciousness over the last year for sure. And Walker's Lyric for Strings has been a piece that has been on my mind to do for sure ever since this program came to me last February. But especially in the events of Black Lives Matter and everything that has been coming to the forefront in our society, it just took deeper meaning that this piece needs to represent, at least in some degree, what the feelings of what people are going through in our culture and in our society. So to finish out the program, we have a rag by Scott Joplin, his Maple Leaf Rag. And Scott Joplin was one of the most influential composers at the beginning of the 20th century. Ragtime had a big influence on jazz, and I felt that his impact on what would become jazz, which is this great art form that was created in America, Scott Joplin, whether people realize it or not, had a huge impact on one of the major art forms in music. And so his place in history, to me, is much more significant than most people maybe give him credit for. And so we'll finish off with a really fun Maple Leaf Rag to end the program. And, of course, if we were in a concert hall, we would have a program, and you would have the pieces listed, and you'd have program notes, and you would know a little bit about them. However, since we can't do that, we have a very special format for this concert where there will be a host that will give us information about pieces and guide us through each of those. And that particular host is none other than Clara Princeton.
What? That's Nobody right. told me that.
Right. Yes. I was thrilled to collaborate with you, Clara, to be the host for this concert.
As was I.
This was something that I've been thinking about for a while. And as you know, I had a Zoom meeting with you and Josie Campbell, both of you guys being the two co-founders of the Black Musicians Alliance here at the University of Tennessee. And at that point, I had told you about my desires for a full orchestra concert and different kinds of things. But then as I had to modify that program because of the restrictions of the pandemic, it became this string orchestra concert. And I thought, you know what? People are going to want to know a little bit about these pieces. And so I thought, not only will people be able to get to see the UT strings playing, but they'll get to see you narrating and hosting and letting us know about the concert as it goes along in real time.
Yes, and I was so excited to have been a part of that concert. So where can our listeners access this program?
This concert will be broadcast through the School of Music's virtual concert series. That happens on Friday. I don't think it has a specific time. It usually airs in the later morning or early afternoon. But most of the subscribers to the School of Music often get an email from the School of Music, some kind of notification that it's up on the School of Music's YouTube channel, Facebook and Instagram as well. As I mentioned, I'll post it on our own UT Symphony Orchestra Facebook page as well. And so there's a variety of ways that you'll be able to watch it. And so if you are an online person, you should be able to find us somehow in some way. But it's going to be this coming Friday and a part of the virtual concert series. And I'm looking forward to the concert being presented.
James Fallenbaum, Director of Orchestras at the University of Tennessee, thank you so much again for taking the time to talk about this next concert. I'm very excited.
Thank you so much, Clara.
If you are an online person, or even if you're not, be sure to stay on the lookout for the University of Tennessee Symphony Orchestra's Black History Month celebration concert airing this Friday.